This piece is called Put Her Down. The day ended like so many before, with the sun slipping down behind the mountains over the horizon to the rhythm of him rocking in his chair. The day was out of habit as well, work in the garden flourishing despite the dry climate and gray soil by loveless labor and methodic intention. The ember of a cigarette burns, sending signal and light throughout the dust that envelops the porch, the home, the land that swallows the valley. He exhales smoke into the air, grabs a glass of ice and scotch. The condensation soaks the crevices of calloused fingers and rough hands. Sipping the preferred poison, the bitter bite of liquor long faded to a savory taste of numbness that follows the work of these days. Yellow stains descend and mar the white of the V-neck tee stretched over his skin, his pit stretched with sweat that slowly dries and cools in the arid air. A lab as gold as the sunset, muzzle white as the clouds that obscure it from view, lays lazily with its head on the paw, waiting patiently for its master's word. An impeded groan escapes her chest, draws his attention from the peaceful view as he reduces the glass to clear cubes and presses his smoke into the tray. The man raises from the chair with a crack of his knees, creak of the porch, a wooden moan of the seat. As the dog's body tenses, aged muscles taut, he becomes rigid in return, startled by a break in routine, her head raised and turned in his direction. A low growl escapes. The growing moonlight glints off her ivory teeth. This loving, loyal creature had turned. The signs of her age had shown. Never before had he seen this sort of animosity in either defense nor contempt or dementia. Extending a hardened hand in her direction in an attempt to portray a benign intent, a fiercer growl sliced the silence of the night. His reaction was quick despite the years he'd seen on this earth, and those weathered hands seized her muzzle and the back of her neck. She was too late to flail or evade in resistance, and with a sharp movement and tempered strength, a twist, then a snap, and it was over. He descended the stairs with deliberate steps, walked to the western side of his home, to the crafted shed housing his tools. Her body lay lifeless, a foot from the steps. Returning with a shovel, perched upon his right shoulder, he walked behind the small house he'd cared for and began to loose the brittle dirt from the earth. He dug into the night a grave deep enough to discourage the scavengers from uncovering a cold meal and disturbing her slumber. He recovered the body when he judged it sufficient, said nothing as he laid her down, and returned the dirt from the pile to the hole where it once resided. The men completed the task by packing the infertile soil with the head of the shovel. He raised his head to the sky, judged the hour by the height of the moon. Tomorrow the garden would need tending, maybe find a stone by the daylight to mark the disturbed earth. He grabbed more ice and filled the glass, poured more scotch and set it on an end table inside, by a black and white picture, edges fading, of a young woman pressed between glass, once beautiful, long buried, who held his gaze for a lingering second. It would be hard to rise at the normal hour next morning. His shoulders ached from digging. He ignored the pain, sipped his scotch, and readied for bed. Thank you.